Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman, and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today we are talking about fast friendships and mainly why you should not form them. I was a big culprit of this, and if you're a long-time listener of the podcast, you will know a lot of my episodes are inspired by real-life events. And yes, that means I had a fast friendship blow up in my face yet again. I don't make fast friendships anymore, but for a long time in my life, probably until about 23, I made a lot of fast friendships. And if I could go back and correlate how quickly the friendship formed compared to how long the friendship lasted, I definitely believe there's a correlation. And if you're the kind of person who forms fast friendships, I'm not going to speak on behalf of you, but what I do know about myself is one of the main reasons why I formed fast friendships was it was the people pleaser in me. And with this friendship in particular, I think I struggle to know the line between colleague and friend. Because when you're a people pleaser, you want everyone to like you. That means a lot of the time you form friendships with people who you actually could have just had a professional relationship with. Because I had that part of me that was a people pleaser, instead I wanted to make friends with every single person I came across, and that's just not realistic. There are so many people in the world, and just because you've met someone doesn't mean you have to stay friends with them or form a friendship in any regard. That person could have stayed as a colleague. Yet, when you're a people pleaser, you want to be liked so desperately that the idea that someone might not love you or might not like you and just be okay with you to work with actually becomes something that feels quite uncomfortable. Because for you to be liked by other people, you get self-esteem. When you're a people pleaser, that's what makes you feel good enough. And so when you have to stand on your own feet and accept that not everyone's going to like you, that's when you're going to start questioning your own self-esteem and your own self-worth. What's funny about this was that I actually formed 2 friendships in the exact same space of time. One I formed quickly and one I formed slowly. And the one that's still in my life is, no surprise here, the one that I formed slowly because we gradually got to know each other. Brené Brown talks about the marble jar quite a lot. This is an analogy she uses with her own child, where she says that over time, when people gain your trust, you get put a marble in the jar. Now, when someone breaks your trust, that doesn't mean you throw the whole jar out. You just might take 1 or 2 marbles out the jar. She also explains to her daughter what constitutes a marble, and her daughter really smartly suggests, when my friend remembers my grandpa's name or my grandma's name, that builds trust because they care, because they're listening to me. And this is a really big part of forming friendships. When you form friendships quickly, everything turns into a marble. Whereas if you actually build it over the space of time, you can actually recognize, oh wait, this isn't a person who is trustworthy. Oh wait, I actually noticed that red flag because I'm not speeding into the relationship. And the funny thing about fast friendships, well, it's not funny, it's actually really painful, is that the faster the friendship, usually the faster the fallout. And if you grew the friendship intensely, then the same intensity is there when it ends. And that can be really painful, or at least for me, it always has been. Whereas at least if a friendship grows over time, your friendship also is able to distance over time without it being some blowout where one of you or both of you get your feelings hurt in a huge way. In fact, one of my oldest friends, we've gone through phases of being really distant and really close. At one point, she was my closest friend. We went traveling for a month in Japan. And at one point, I hadn't actually gone for dinner with her in a year. We are able to do this distancing and then becoming closer together without much fanfare because we have such an old friendship. We have a friendship that was built really steadily over the course of something like 3 years. We went to school together and for 7 years we weren't actually friends, and then as soon as we left school we became friends, but very, very slowly and very, very cautiously. And so it has that ability to grow some distance but also come back together without all of this intensity, because we know we're there for each other. But we also know who each other are because we've been each other's lives for so long and we took time to get to know each other, that when someone does thing that isn't to your convenience or isn't to your taste, you're not surprised by it, even if you don't particularly like it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Whereas with a fast friendship, a lot of the time, there are things you're hiding. There are things you're hiding about yourself because you don't feel confident enough that they'll like you if you form the friendship slowly. And they're probably hiding stuff too because they're also not confident in forming the friendship slowly. It's that thing of pushing people away by telling them your most intimate and traumatic sometimes details about your life and seeing if they run, and if they don't run, being like, great, now we're in it for life together. Whereas if you actually are able to pace it, I found the success rate of my friendships has risen dramatically the moment I actually realise I can slowly get to know someone and not just implant them in my inner circle. Within The Joy of Being Selfish, you might know I talk about that you can have different rings for how close you want a person, how much access they have to you, how much time you spend with them, all of these things. And not everyone gets access to the inner circle immediately. That happens over a course of time, and that means your acquaintance can become your close friend and your close friend can become your best friend, but that's going to take time to work up those circles. Whereas if someone's automatically your inner circle, that means when it blows up, that's why there's so much more heartbreak. I have an added complication that with a lot of these friendships, they were people I met through social media, and therefore they have a lot of private information about me that I probably shouldn't have shared with them so early on, and personal things that I don't want the whole world to know. And one of the main things that happened when these friendships ended was I just worried that this information was going to come out, not because it was anything bad or that it was going to lead to me being cancelled or anything, but more so because it was just personal information. And it made me wonder why I was telling such intricate parts of my life that I don't tell other people in order to gain their friendship, and whether there was an unconscious part of me that believed I needed that to become friends with someone. Ultimately, if it's a healthy friendship, taking more time to become friends will not stop you forming a friendship. When a friendship ends like that, one of the biggest pieces of healing and being able to move on is that they actually have this version of you in their head that might not be accurate, that they have this version of you in their head that you might not agree with, that you want to change, but know that you can't. And that's good boundaries. Let them think that. They're allowed to think that of you, and you don't have to change that opinion in order to be able to move on and let go of those friendships. Friendships, trust, vulnerability, all of that takes time, and taking more time is never going to be a bad thing. Within this podcast, I've been talking mainly about friendships, but this also works with dating. No surprise here, but if you form fast friendships, I wouldn't also be surprised if your romantic relationships had a big rise and a big fall. If you are able to create more stability, to be able to assess it as the friendship goes along, as the relationship goes along, then you're actually forming relationships because someone deserves that trust, because they deserve that vulnerability. And it comes out of a place of love rather than a place of fear. There's a belief that there are only two human emotions. I don't work within this model, but some people do, that every emotion is either a derivative of love or fear. And whilst I don't believe that, I think there are five negative emotions and two positive ones. Negative is in quotation marks because I don't believe any emotion is negative. But when it comes to this, it's useful to ask yourself, am I forming this friendship out of fear that they're going to dislike me, out of fear that they're going to leave me, that I'm going to lose them? Or am I forming this friendship because I could do with more joy in my life, more connection in my life, more community in my life? If you ask yourself that question, you can start picking apart the people pleaser in you and the part of you that's allowed to have boundaries. I hope that helps. If you can relate to this, let me know on Instagram. Tag me in it, because I think we've all experienced a fast friendship blowing up in our face and it feels horrible. And I've done a lot of healing work in the last few days to try to move past it and also just like heal my heart, because it hurts your heart when someone you care about thinks of you badly and also doesn't want you in their life anymore. So it's sad, but I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned in my 20s going into my 30s is that not everyone in your life is going to be there for a lifetime. And there were people who I thought would be my maid of honor, not even my bridesmaid, my maid of honor, who I don't talk to anymore and haven't spoken to in many years. There are people I've planned my hen parties with who definitely won't be invited on my hen party anymore. I have friends who I've planned their hen parties and they're now engaged and their hen party has happened without me on it. And for many years, I would have said the heartbreak of friendship was more painful than the heartbreak of a romantic relationship. Now, I wouldn't say that. I would say they're quite equal. Heartbreak is heartbreak and there's no need to compare. But the reason I would say that is because there is something about friendship in which you have an automatic assumption that your friendship is for life. And I think that's a lot of the narrative around best friends forever and the natural side effect of talking about your future with the assumption that that person's going to be in it. And that does happen in romantic relationships as well. So if you are healing your heart from a friendship breakup, know I'm with you and we will get through this together. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I'll speak to you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.